Welcome to Rate Baiting 101. I am your professor and rate baiting expert, Diana Finkelstein. Each and every one of you is here either due to recommendation by a high-ranking professional slut or doing well in our entrance exam. This course, while often underlooked, is integral to your first year at Slut Academy. Girls, I advise you take it seriously, due to the fact that you're all what the government calls underage. One of the most important parts of your teen skill set is encouraging men to rape you. So, welcome to the wonderful world of rape baiting. Today, I will simply be outlining the materials this course will cover. Rape baiting can be defined as the intentional process of ensnaring a man, or woman's, arousal in order to induce him, or her, to commit perceived unlawful and unwanted acts upon your body, most typically cock and pussy penetration. It is a practice done by many underage jailbait sluts worldwide and is an underrated cornerstone of this academy. A girl who has mastered rape baiting will have more increased opportunities to increase her partner count, retain more men in her sexual orbit, and expose herself to having her agency stripped, along with other things. It is a strong complement to the other first-year courses. Rape baiting has three primary components that will be focused on as the three core modules of this course. They are 1. Perceived opportunity. 2. Age and appropriate attractiveness. And 3. Perceived justification. Quite the eager bunch we have this year, scribbling away. Now ladies, no reason to write, dears. I'll be sending this PowerPoint out at the end of class. Alright, so 1. Perceived opportunity. A man must believe you are rapeable. He needs to see, as quickly as possible, that you will not be a threat. For example, not to pick on you, Miss Dawkins, but those not-so-little muscles you've developed, presumably to help with your forays into lesdom in middle school, would be a slight signal to a man that perhaps he should look elsewhere. Ideally, you'd cover those arms and legs up, dear, despite how scrumptious they are in other circumstances, like serving as a rape accomplice. Class, as an underage rape bait slut, you must give off the highest level of perceived opportunity possible. Today is just an overview, so I'll simply list some core methodologies you can apply. First, intoxication. Preferably with hard drugs the man provides, such as cocaine or methamphetamine. Then, the removal of male presence. Staying around dimly lit areas. Verbally confirming nobody knows where you are and that nobody expects you. We will touch on all of those individually when we begin diving into the module tomorrow. Now, 2. Age and appropriate attractiveness. I'm proud to say that I can see many of you are already excelling in this area, as many modern women of today do. Miss Tastfall, I must ask, did you generate that outfit all on your own? Oh, I had no idea your mother had another child. Would you believe the famous Anyone, Anywhere, Bareback Princess Elise Lewis was my teacher when I attended here? That's right. I'm not that old, you know, ladies. Your outfit makes sense for a first year, then. It's no surprise you're dressed so delightfully trashy. Who could resist a 14-year-old girl wearing a purple microskirt? A slightly sheer white top, purple plastic earrings, clear plastic platform stripper heels, and your hair in pigtails? The outfit simultaneously makes her look young and naive, while undoubtedly evoking arousal from the type of men and women we're after. Girls, Miss Hastel here is truly asking for it. Your mother was and is an excellent slut. We'll be expecting quite a bit from you. All right. Well done. Now that the concept is well illustrated, I can briefly say that the chief way to proceed is to investigate an aesthetic and cultivate it. Are you a goth junkie slut? Or maybe, like Miss Hastfall, more of an underaged porn star look is your style? Maybe you're a BDSM baby or a too tight clothes nerdy slut. Or one of the classics, like an obvious abuse victim or a very bad schoolgirl. You need to investigate the aesthetic and fashion yourself in that way, making sure to keep the triad in mind. The man should have easy access to your holes. Your outfit should be distinct enough to be tracked through a crowd as he stalks you. And you must wear at least one obviously sex-linked trait on your body or body trait on display. Like Mrs. Haspel's clear stripper heels or Miss Malek's round teenage fake tits. Sometimes something as small as an outrageously slutty choker will be enough to tip a man off, but more explicit is always almost better. Finally, perceived justification. This is where you give your rapist the weak excuse he would give if he were caught red-handed raping your jailbait holes, and what he will use to massage his guilt. Well, assuming he's the guilty type. Now, girls, instructors before me and those at other elite academies have generated a myriad of multifaceted approaches to this. I, however, don't believe in the old, convoluted ways. Simply do your best to rape bait in environments where it's assumed you're above 18, and make sure a man, or preferably men, hear you say something like the following phrases. Sometimes I just want a man to take me. And I'm such a slut. I rarely go out anymore without getting fucked. And I'm turning 19 next month. Life is moving so fast. And there's nothing hotter than a man twice my age. Concept understood, yes? Any questions? Miss Cortez, I'm sure this was clarified during your orientation. Yes, sex is allowed on the grounds. However, sex is never an excuse for late assignments, inadequate performance, or being late. Drug use is also fine, but must be limited to the bathroom, since not every student will enjoy the smell of whatever you're gonna smoke. Exceptions to this are the teacher's office. Oh! And, on the topic of teachers and offices, be warned that unlike elementary and middle school, sleeping with your teachers will not help your grades anymore. Alright. Excellent, class. Use the rest of this time period to familiarize yourself with each other. Please don't spend it fucking each other's brains out. It's always more useful to learn about each other's kinks and previous escapades. You briefly met each other at orientation, but I'm sure you didn't truly learn about each other. For example, did you know that Miss Goldstein has been a full-service prostitute since before middle school? Or that Miss O'Shaughnessy does webcam streams on the dark web? Or perhaps that Miss Moore is the only one here to have had a gangbang with over 10 men already? There's a lot you girls can learn from each other. Please don't spend all day mindlessly licking each other's jailbait cunts. So, once again, welcome to Slut Academy. Class dismissed.